Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, who the fuck knows, is it thoroughly confusing Thursday for sure. It's the 26th day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. Just fucking figures. And we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And then, you know, it's like the snow melts. And you go step outside, you know, the fucking, and of course, this fucking bullshit, goddamn, whatever this fucking stuff is they sprayed on us. Fucking, you know, you got chores to do, but the goddamn grass, the snow, when the snow pops down, the grass is up to your fucking knees. It's been this way for the last few years. It's bullshit. So, I mean, fucking, as soon as I feel like doing anything, I got to get out there and get that fucking, I got to harvest my goddamn yard. And then I'll harvest the yard, and I can't even keep a nice yard anymore. Because if I try to grow grass, I mean, within a month, we're going to be completely shut down from water and fucking any lawns. It's all going to go to dirt anyway. But I've got to cut it down for, you know, I don't want no fire danger in my yard, but fuck. It's insanity. We'll just start talking. We'll be right back.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
The broadcast isn't coming up.
Oakley doakley. We'll look at that during the break.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer can get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Misty, we looked at it. The broadcaster shows that it's working. Why it's not working at your end, I cannot tell you. An algorithm, it's hard to say. I tried to reload it again, I guess. I don't know if anybody else is having the same problem. I think I found out that some people have said, well, you're just a small site with a few posts on it. And, you know, we got over 100,000 posts. I mean, fucking these cocksuckers, they're desperate is what they are. And they're fucking, your fucking time's coming, you cocksuckers. Anyway, like I said, you know, I was talking about this fucking bullshit of you're going to love this. My son and my grandson got this fucking sickness, whatever in the fuck it is. And it lasted for like 2 fucking weeks. And I mean, since I discovered, you know, how to use silver water correctly, I've not had nothing even in fucking 3 or 4 fucking days. And but this, you know, this shit, you know, it comes back this way and it comes back that way and it comes back that way, and I got to keep chugging the silver water to protect my heart. But I talked to my son, and he's, you know, we haven't been around each other, so, you know, we, in the way we got it from them. But he got the girl that he did get it from, she took the shot, you know. So this is platelet bullshit. This is what the same thing my sister got with the platelets fucking, you know, from the shedding of that fucking vaccine. It ain't a vaccine. It is a god, actually a fucking kill shot. And fuck, it feels like a kill shot when you first start battling it. But they're calling it the long COVID. If they started out with coronavirus, which everybody knows is just a fucking common flu. And this one here, I mean, because it's the shedding of the goddamn platelets is what it is. But the silver water does fucking, it will beat it, because the silver water is, they're platelets. They're fucking for, like in a computer, they're like a chip, you know, they're fucking, electricity affects them. And if you got real hot fucking silver water, I mean, where you fucking really, you know, let some electricity get into it, it fucks with it. It finally fucks with it until it goes away, but it takes a while. And I mean, just be sitting there and just feeling normal as hell and just go into a coughing fit that will not fucking stop. But I mean, I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers, we are going to find, I'm going to find out where this came from. I've made it my mission now. I'm going to find out where this fucking came from. What motherfucker out there went and go, I just took my fourth goddamn, what the hell they call them, booster shot. I just took my fourth booster shot. I'm going to walk in the fucking store here and fucking see if I can kill somebody. These motherfuckers, I tell you what, these son of a bitches that went along with this are fucking us all. They have fucking hurt us all because they're fucking cowards. You're cowards, every fucking one of you that took that fucking shot. We wouldn't be having this shit. And I'm going to tell you another thing. This COVID thing, this COVID-19 that they came up with, the shit that I just experienced. This ain't new. I experienced this back in 1995. This is the same shit that hit me when I fucking lost my fucking heart valve. That's why I'm having to hammer the silver water, you know, to protect my fucking heart. My doctor, if he knew I was fucking sick like this, well, he'd want me in the fucking hospital, goddamn IVs and every goddamn thing you can think of. But if I went to a hospital, they'd kill me. Because that's what the shit is made for, is to fucking kill you. You're trying to kill me? Who? I'm going to find out who among you, you little cocksuckers around, you Mason motherfucker in this town, I got a pretty good idea, is trying to fucking kill me, and me and you's going to fucking meet up, motherfucker. Count on it. At any rate, now we can go on to some bullshit here. We can go on to some outrage. Some further outrage. Some outrage that goes beyond outrage, because we've already accepted so much goddamn outrage that it's outrageous that we even accepted the fucking last outrage. Or the one before that. Or the 200 before that. We are fucking outrage accepting, outrage fucking taking up the ass, motherfucking cowardly sons of bitches is what we are. Sheridan rules, forbidden for Israel to sign W Health Organization resolution. You know, they're trying to sign our sovereignty away through the World Health Organization. I will blow your fucking head right off your fucking shoulders. I see another thing. Report all threatening. And if you find something threatening, report. You better report this, son of a bitch. You motherfuckers in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. I'm an American national with fucking full fucking authority to enforce that fucking law. I have the jurisdictional authority. I have the jurisdictional duty. And I will blow your fucking head off your shoulders. You will not enslave me, you foreign motherfuckers. You one percenters, you goddamn Rothschilds motherfuckers. George Soros on goddamn little videos yesterday. How is that motherfucker still alive? And to think that, you know, all the crimes that son of a bitch has committed right out in the fucking open, from getting sued for not paying rioters that burn fucking businesses down. And that cocksucker sitting there putting out fucking videos. And you're going to come after me? Come on, motherfucker! Anyway, Sheridan rules, forbidden for Israel to sign the World Health Organization, that they think they're going to take every sovereign country's fucking sovereignty away from them with. Come and fucking do it. Bring your World Health Organization, put a big fucking goddamn, get you a fancy fucking suit, get you a black suit, get you a fucking badge, whatever the fuck you want to get, and come and do it, you fucking punk, cunt, motherfuckers, because you don't got what it takes. Anyway, this is from Israel 365, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We will enforce our law. We will blow your fucking heads off, you goofy son of a bitches. You have no jurisdiction in this country. You come in this goddamn country. Neither do these goddamn invaders at the South. I like the guy the other day, fucking National Guard son of a bitch. Telling an American they can't film the invasion of their own goddamn country. That motherfucker should have been shot right on the fucking spot. That's treason. And treason has a reason for calling it treason. It's because you fucking die if you do it. You are committing a crime against every fucking person in this goddamn country, and you know it. It is your duty to repel invasion, you son of a bitch, not to assist it. And not to fucking goddamn try, come, who are you gonna come up to the American filming it? You're filming my goddamn treason, you son of a bitch. Stop it. No. It's, you shouldn't be filming. That should be a gun in your fucking hand. And we should be taking these motherfuckers on because this is invasion of our country. We are the sovereigns here. The fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking ratified law, ratified by we the people, the only law ratified by we the people. December 15, 1791, unfucking alienable. You can't fucking change it. They're taking what's ours and giving it to foreign motherfuckers without getting due process of the fucking law, which they cannot get because their very existence is a violation of the ninth article of that fucking unalienable law. We are derelict in our fucking duty to enforce that fucking law. That's why we are in the situation we are in. The Sheridan just released an official ruling on the upcoming vote by the World Health Organization on resolution. Well, you go and vote all you want out there in fucking Wally World. Inside these sovereign fucking borders, we got fucking law, and by God, we will enforce it. Bring your fucking Wally World little fucking notions and your hypotheticals over here and try to fucking enforce them. We'll blow those fucking blue helmets up faster than you can fucking make them. Organization on resolutions that will give them, you know what, I'm making some resolutions of my own right fucking now. I'm giving myself the authority, which I already fucking have as an American national, the jurisdictional authority to blow your fucking head off if you come into my sovereign country and try to make me do any goddamn thing. Got it, son of a bitch? That's my resolution. Nobody knows. They're not Americans, but they're making some goddamn laws and rules that you're going to fucking follow. And they're going to hire private mercenaries. But bring them fucking, we'll see how much money you got. It takes to get somebody to take a fucking bullet in the fucking face. You don't think we'll fucking fight? Come and give it a go. I'm sick of you motherfuckers beyond sick. We'll give them emergency powers. No, you can't give yourself emergency powers over a sovereign nation. Fuck off. Our fucking guns say no. Our fucking will says no. Our fucking autonomy says no. Our fucking right to our goddamn individual freedoms and liberties says no. You come in here, you fucking die here. You will fertilize the fucking soil here. You got that, you international son of a bitch. The World Health Assembly, fuck you, you don't exist. You can be the world, I'm gonna call myself the World Whiskey Drinking Association. What the fuck's that mean? It don't mean a goddamn thing. You are not, you have no jurisdictional authority inside the United States of these Americas, and to pretend you do is a goddamn act of sedition and treason. And it is a declaration of war upon the fucking people of these United States of America who do have the jurisdictional authority over this country and its sovereignty. And we are a sovereign nation, and no motherfucking outside force makes any kind of goddamn law. Well, you got to remember that in the Constitution, they have that what the hell, the treaty law says the treaties are above everything. Well, we got the fucking Bill of Rights that came after that. In 1791, it says shove that up your fucking ass. Any treaty that fucking violates that fucking Bill of Rights is unenforceable. You can't even fucking offer it to the fucking, Senate. And if the Senate passes it, they commit treason and sedition and their fucking asses are looking at being hung by the neck until fucking dead. With a punk of piece of fucking hemp rope. Got it? You're not just going to push a fucking world government on us. There's too fucking many of us. And we are not going to go bend a fucking knee to you rich motherfuckers that we despise in the first place. The World Health Assembly. Oh, just make up a fucking name and start fucking saying shit and writing it on paper. And hire your mercenaries and see who wants to die to try to enforce it. The World Health Organization, governing legislative body. No, you're not. You have no fucking jurisdictional authority within the fucking bounds of the United States of these Americas. The law here is the fucking Bill of Rights. It is the law of December 15, 1791. The law of we, the people, the jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. No, it is. You don't have no authority here, motherfucker. Get out. You come here, you come into as an act of war, and you will be treated as a goddamn invading force. Governing legislative body. This is how they created that fucking federal government, people. Same exact fucking way. No authority whatsoever to do so in violation of the fucking people's goddamn, in violation of natural law. I just declare it. I mean, that's how kings I got to be. I mean, there's that movie, A Knight's Tale. How did the royalty become royalty? Well, they just claimed it. Well, you ain't just going to fucking claim fucking sovereignty over me, you son of a bitch. And you ain't going to claim that I'm your fucking slave because this fucking slave will fucking fight you to the death. Yours or mine, motherfucker. I don't care which. And you goddamn mercenary, when you come, buddy, you come, you better fucking, if you got a family, you better tell them goodbye, you motherfucker. Because I'm not going down without a goddamn fight. And I'm looking forward to fighting you. We're sick of your asses. Get the fuck out of our country. Get the fuck out of our lives. Take these fucking pissant fucking communists that are occupying the fucking Capitol Hill and take those fuckers with you and get them away from us until we get ready to come and get them. And try their asses for the treason they have absolutely committed. Prima fucking facie cannot be fucking denied. I love this. Governing legislative body. No, you're not. No, you are not. You're not going to say it and it ain't going to be. You say it, you motherfucker. You come in and try and fucking say it to us. If you're going to fucking say it, don't talk, don't tell the fucking rest of the world that you're going to rule me. You come tell me, you motherfucker. We'll see if you'll fucking rule me. We'll be voting on provisional agenda items. Fuck you, you can't vote on nothing for nothing in this goddamn country. You do not have the fucking jurisdictional authority. The law of this fucking country belongs to we, the fucking people, as individual free sovereign nationals. We own the jurisdiction, and we own the goddamn guns to back it up. You better get the fuck away from us. You've been warned and warned, but you're stupid, man. You're like every other fucking wannabe tyrant in the whole history of the fucking world. I can do it. Get a binky in the brain. We're going to take over the world. We can do it. We can do this. You get on it, motherfucker. You're running behind by about 3 fucking years already. So, I mean, keep on your phony fucking shit. I mean, somebody like Soros and company, they all sit down in the fucking Rothschilds and sit down and just start writing it out, man. Just like you have the authority to do so. And then we'll just start hiring mercenaries to enforce it. Get on it. This is worldwide. Where are you going to get your mercenaries from where their fucking goddamn families are going to be safe while they're out fucking trying to push this fucking tyranny, this slavery on the fucking world, huh? You people in other countries, in this country, they send mercenaries from this country to your country to fucking bring your people into fucking slavery. We will fucking deal with their families here. Their families will not be safe. How about that, motherfuckers? You think you can use a world fucking organization because Americans won't kill Americans? Well, we'll bring in goddamn Hondurans to kill Americans and we'll take the Americans down there to kill Hondurans. Well, we'll kill your family up there, and they'll kill your family up. I mean, they'll kill your family down there. You see, it works both fucking ways, assholes. You come to fucking take our liberty. You come to fucking enslave us. You ain't safe. Your family ain't safe. Our families aren't safe. We understand that. And when you make our families unsafe, you make us fucking dangerous, you dickwads. You ignorant son of a bitches. Geneva on May 22nd, the agenda described the... by the, I love that. They gotta have, that's all these acronyms. The WHO. No, the World Health Organization is bullshit and has no jurisdictional authority inside the United States of America, and no one can write a goddamn contract with them to give them jurisdiction inside the United States of America, because the ninth article of the People's Law of December 15, 1791 fucking forbids it. It says you cannot. You cannot have any authority over us. And you goddamn sure can't violate our fucking rights as fucking written in the fucking Bill of Rights. And as the Bill of Rights is a fucking body of law, as we are to litigate those fucking rights through the common law courts, which you have unlawfully removed. You're talking fucking gunfight, motherfucker. See that goddamn ADL? They came up and they said, we're declaring war on your Bill of Rights. So here's how they fight. Here's how they fucking fight, people. Well, they can't get to us. I mean, this is like, you know, when they start to say they were going to break up the monopolies like Ma Bell and all that. You know, it used to be your goddamn service for your phone was right down the goddamn street. If somebody kept fucking around with your server, you'd go down there and fucking whip their ass. So you get that fucker working, I'll kick your ass over after you come out of the bar tonight, you son of a bitch. So now you go and you fucking, you're paying three times for the fucking, what the service is worth, because they broke it up using antitrust laws that were there to protect you. And then you call up because your fucking shit is if not working right and you know it's on fucking purpose. And they get, yeah, this is Betty from fucking Afghanistan, India, or wherever the fuck they're from. This is the game they're playing with his people. But you're fucking, I'll tell you what, you motherfucker, your facility's still just down the fucking street, asshole. You fucking think we can't figure this shit out and figure a way to hurt your fucking ass? You're wrong. You get this goddamn New World Order shit out of our fucking faces before we knock it out. We punch it out. We kick it out. We shoot it out. Out of our faces, you goddamn treasonous, dog shit-eating motherfuckers. Prima facie, guilty of fucking treason. Geneva on May 22nd. The agenda described by the World Health Organization under the headline Strengthening World Health Organization Preparedness for the Response to Health Emergencies. Not in this country, you don't. You have no authority in this goddamn country. And no cock-sucking son of a bitch can grant you authority. We the people hold the authority in this goddamn country. We the people bled to get it. We the people have the fucking law of December 15, 1791 squarely behind us that says we are the authority. We never wanted you. We don't want you. This fucking you can take this federal fucking corporation and you guys can get the fuck out of Dodge now. We've had it with you. And your fucking threats. I'm sick of your fucking threats from you old dried up pieces of shit that couldn't roll me over if I was fucking dead. The new agenda would give them power to ultimate. See, the new agenda would just give them power from how? Would it give them power? How would it give them power? The people of the United States, what's that? They told us we are ruled by consent. So this would give this fucking foreign fucking, I don't know, whatever they made up, power over me? You want to see if you got power over me, motherfucker? That's why we're all armed. So that no motherfucker does have power over us, except in the autonomy of our fucking Bill of Rights and our common law courts. That's where we fucking settle our business peaceably. And if not, if they cannot have a fucking court to settle our fucking differences in peaceably, that second article is there for that purpose. No other purpose whatsoever, except to fucking take care of shit like this. And it will take care of shit like this. It easily takes care of shit like this. I mean, just the New World Agenda, give them the power to ultimately declare. Who gave you the fucking power? You think that goddamn fucking Joe Biden can sign my goddamn autonomy away from me? He hasn't come to court to me in his individual capacity. He has no jurisdictional authority to do anything in my fucking name. They have no jurisdictional authority to borrow money in my name. They've never had jurisdictional authority to borrow money in nobody's fucking name. It's always been a fucking, it's been a fraud since fucking 1871, 1878, it's 1869. Clear back to right when that cocksucker, Abraham Springsteen declared goddamn martial law. Where was his authority? You see, if you don't fucking challenge it, that's why, like when we were growing up, like I said, my fourth grade teacher was one of the best teachers I ever had. Challenge authority. If they cannot show you the authority, then it is not authority and they're fucking, it's tyranny. Plain and simple. It's not fucking rocket science. Where's your fucking authority for this? Well, Joe Biden said I could do it. Did that son of a bitch? And he had a goddamn, he had a judgment from a common law court with my name on it saying that you could do this to me, you motherfucker. No, he didn't. He's a part of a rogue criminal fucking organization known as the, International Corporate Mafia. They have no jurisdiction over no human being in this country. They are, or any other country. We have to snuff these motherfuckers out if we're ever to know peace and to ever know fucking justice again. Plain and simple. You're gonna be a slave or you're gonna fucking fight and you could fucking die. But goddamn, this death would be better than a fucking slave, wouldn't it? The people who gave us this country thought so. They're rolling over in their fucking graves at the fucking cowardice they're seeing. Too many shiny fucking guns and not enough fucking dirty ones from being fired at the fucking enemy that has openly declared war on you. Openly. I mean, we sat here for years. Come on, say it, motherfucker. And they did. And then they start doing this shit like this is how they're going to take away your fucking Bill of Rights, people. This is how they're going to wage their war and take away your Bill of Rights, take away your autonomy, take away your fucking freedom, take away your liberty, take away your right to own property. And say, well, we did it. You can look right there where we gave ourselves the authority to do it, this for underpreparedness and response. But no, I'll tell you what, motherfucker, that is not, that you cannot do that because that is a violation of the 9th article. It gives you an authority you cannot fucking have in this country unless you want to kill every goddamn American national who is going to fucking fight you to keep you from having a fucking slave fucking hold over their fucking person. Plain and simple. And you people out there better realize what the fuck they're doing at an international level right now. They are putting their New World Order, legislatives. They're legislating out there in New World Order land. And they're telling you, that Mr. Shitty Pants, the fucking face of the fucking communist fucking committee that is running this fucking country, is coming out and tell you, well, yeah, I give you permission to make all the people in the United States slaves. You can tell them what to do and they better by God do it. Or we'll take their resources and I'll hire the goddamn mercenaries to kill them. That's what that dirty son of a bitch is telling you. That's what these dirty son of a bitches are telling you. We'll be right back.
Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
gonna do. I get the feeling more and more now I've been made the fool. And take you wrong, they call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the spotlight, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Since I was a boy, I seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a mess. Your head up high, knock it off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Swamp with Hogjaw. And fucking, I'm telling you what, fucking people, we better get fucking mean like we're supposed to be as fucking Americans. We're a bunch of goddamn pussies and run these fucks out of our fucking country. The World Health Organization is going to decide that you're going to take a fucking shot. No due process. Then fuck your due process. The law, that's fucking sub-law unto them. You think, you motherfucker? That's what King George thought. He had the biggest fucking army in the fucking world. That mother arrogant cocksucker thought that the fucking rule of the people, the goddamn natural rights of people were fucking subordinate to him. He found out fucking different, and you're fixing to too. We will destroy you. We will wipe you off this fucking planet. You people around the world, you better realize what these son of a bitches intend for you. They intend to cull you like fucking cattle. Wipe them out. You outnumber them 10,000 to 1. 10 million to 1, probably. 7 billion fucking people being fucked around by a handful of little cock-sucking Jews like this? I don't think so. Did I even do my come-in? You're listening? Oh, yeah. Anyway, senators are considering national red flag law. Ooh, because they're thinking about them fucking guns. Hey, I mean, you can fucking, I mean, we talked about it one time upon her, how many you'd have to confiscate one fucking day to get them on fucking 400 years. And it's an outrage. You ain't getting the fucking goddamn guns. You'll get the goddamn bullets. It's just you're trying to fucking scare, you know, with your, oh, Russia, we're going to have a goddamn nuclear war. Oh, China, we're going to have a war with them. China, everybody's going to have a fucking war. Have a fucking war. We'll have a war with you. And you'll have it on both sides. You sons of goddamn bitches. You don't represent us. You made that fucking clear. It is fucking clear to the world that you do not represent us. So I tell you what, Joe Biden, take and change your fucking diaper, get your goddamn gear on and get out there and fucking show me your shit, buddy. Same with you, Blumenthal. Same with every one of you dirty little motherfucking scumbag, fucking pig shit eating pedophiles. Considering, and are you considering it, huh, you punk bitch? There's like two of you and 2,000 of us. What do you think? Go ahead and consider all you fucking want. Write it down on a fucking piece of paper and enforce it. That's where you're at. You're at the fucking jungle, motherfucker. To prevent future mass shootings. You know they had the fucking shooting down in Texas. I don't give a fuck if a whole fucking state kills one another. It ain't got one goddamn thing to do with my individual, absolute, unalienable right to keep and bear my fucking private arms to defend myself against tyrannical government. Got it? They ain't me. You can't fucking arbitrarily try me and take my fucking property completely outside of the common law, I'm guaranteed. By trying somebody, by an incident that happened fucking 3,000 miles away from me. Fuck off! I don't care who kills who. When you kill somebody, you commit murder. That, if you go out and you kill somebody, you commit murder. When you're fucking punished for that murder, that is done. You don't get to just go out, well, goddamn, there just ain't enough. I want to take everybody's guns. Give it a fucking go, you son of a bitch. We're not that fucking stupid. But that's exactly what they're telling you. They're trying to spread their judicial authority till fucking a guy fucking two states away from you kill somebody, and somehow they're going to try and make you fucking responsible for it. Oh, we're going to take your guns. And they're talking, what red flag law? We're going to do these red flag law things that fucking eliminate procedural due process, guaranteed, absolute, unalienable. In the fucking ratified law by we the people of December 15, 1791, and it ain't fucking amendments to that phony constitution. It never was. It is absolute fucking law. With the people's jurisdictional authority and our guns behind it. And we're gonna fight you, you son of a bitches. senators. I mean, I fucking knew. I can see their fucking little slimy faces. Who are you, bitch? Are you going to come out and fuck? Are you going to put yourself to the hazard? Are you going to pay somebody? You got to pay somebody. You pay somebody to fuck your old lady for you? I bet you do. Don't you, Blumenthal? You cunt. U.S. politics, this is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. politicians are again trying to find a path towards, forward for gun legislation after a deadly school shooting in, it looks like Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. I really don't give a fuck what happened in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. Ain't got a fucking thing to do with me and my individual, absolute, unalienable fucking second article right to keep and bear my fucking private arms to shoot down motherfucking any son of a bitch that tries to violate the fucking Supreme Superior. Absolute. Ratified by the people law of December 15, 1791, motherfucker. We know, I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck about the people that were shot. Let them get some fucking guns and shoot back. Instead of being a bunch of fucking pussies with 911 balls. You've been pussies with 911 balls for too long, motherfuckers. Now those 911 balls are going to turn on you, you goddamn cowardly son of a bitches. U.S. politicians are trying again to find a path forward for gun legislation. Are you really? There is none. You can't do it. Read the motherfucking document. It's written at a third grade level, you retard. Shall not be infringed, period. You're already in violation. Keep coming at us. And those fucking bullets are going to start coming at you, motherfuckers. You try to take our fucking second article right. I mean, that's the fucking one that protects them all. It's fucking Fisher cut bait time. It's time for the people to step out of the jungle and say, no, by God, you're not. We're not going to be your goddamn serfs like we were on jolly old England and the fucking crown heads of Europe. We're not going to crawl about in fucking and squalor and work the fucking land so you can have piles of fucking gold and sit in your own shit and drink the best fucking wine, eat the best fucking food while our kids go fucking hungry and we get to work as your slaves. We're not going to be your slaves. This country belongs to us lock, stock, and fucking barrel, and we're taking the motherfucker back. And you're giving back everything you've stolen from us, you sons of bitches. All we got to do is have the fucking courage to fucking enforce our law. You can't even call us goddamn subversions. You can't call us nothing but law enforcement fucking people. That's all we're doing is enforcing the law. That's why they hate this fucking site. That's why they hate the fucking Bill of Rights. That's why they depend upon their brethren out there that'll suck a dick for a dollar, these fucking capitalists, to fucking go against us. Well, if we get rid of that, I won't get my corporate welfare. I won't get my corporate welfare, and it's worth more to me than your fucking rights are to me. I'll still have privileges that you won't never have, because I'll have the money, because I'll go along with them. You do along with them, you go in the fucking ground with them, you son of a bitch. Or else you go into the ocean with them. Call it. Call it! Senators have said they are exploring the possibility of introducing a national red flag law, which would allow law enforcement officials to come. First place, there are no law enforcement officials in this fucking country. We the people, we elect our sheriffs and our fucking constables within the autonomy and within the common law, which is apart from the fucking goddamn admiralty law of the government. You have government, you stay the fuck over there. You've been warned, you motherfuckers. You've already come way too far into our territory. You come over here too fucking far, you're going to die. We're going to fertilize the fucking land with your asses. We got the means to do it. And we've got the goddamn spirit to do it. I see it more every fucking day. People just saying, oh, there was a guy on a fucking YouTube video the other day. This guy was, yeah, but hey, man, you know what? I've told my family, fuck, it's down. You know how many of us have told our fucking family? We're doing it. We're going to fight your fucking ass. We're going to rip your fucking ass to pieces. We're going to make sure you are never a threat to free liberty and freedom on this planet ever again. We are going to erase your Zionist fucking asses from this fucking planet. There will be goddamn peace, and there will be happiness on this goddamn planet. Once all we got to do is get rid of the misery makers, and we know who exactly you are, you motherfuckers. Just like that fucking pusky little fucking Soros, man. And when I seen that video, it was just... I want to reach through and grab that fucking old fucking slam his face. And you probably hit him with a feather and kill him. And this is a shit. These are the cocksuckers that are fucking running roughshod over us. What kind of man are you out there, people? That an old fuck like that and this blooming thaw and these fucking punks are fucking running roughshod over you? Well, we'll go get our enforcers. Go get the son of a bitches. I got my enforcement in my goddamn hand. It comes in all calibers, motherfucker. Our goddamn law is absolute and it's supreme, and you're going to fucking obey it or you're going to fucking die. Got it? According to a ruler's... Oh, here we go. According to a ruler's poll, 70% of Americans support red flag laws. Oh, really? Show them to me. Bring them up. One in a fucking time, I want to hear them say it. You can't do it because that's all... This is like a circus. It's like going to the carnies. You're going to throw a fucking little dime into a fucking a cup, and you're going to win it, and the cups are scooped in. You never get that thing in there. Or the hoop is just barely fits over the thing, and it never goes over because it's all a fucking con game. Your fucking numbers don't mean shit no more. You've been caught lying too many fucking times. 70% my fucking ball sack. 70% might want to fucking hang your fucking assholes over fucking even the thought that you can fucking put a law on our fucking second article, which you do not have the authority to do, which you are actually forbidden to do under the 9th article. The enumeration in the Constitution, which doesn't exist, of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny and disparage others retained by the people. Our people have died for those fucking others. Our people died to put those others in fucking place. And they talked about in the day when they talk about this fucking 9th article. Well, that was because we couldn't name every goddamn, right. No, we put a system of law together so that we could come to a just verdict through the people, by the people, for every law. And we judge our own fucking law. You don't judge it, you son of a bitches. You never had the authority to judge it. In fact, it was forbidden again by the 9th article. You can have no authority to break the chains that fucking bind you. You're fucking slithering through them like the snakes that you fucking are. But you haven't taken anything yet, motherfuckers. You've done it on paper. And we'll see what your paper tiger's worth when the fucking goddamn rubber meets the road and the fucking muscle meets muscle. When you step into the fucking jungle. 70% of Americans. Actually, I did a poll yesterday, and they made a mistake, guys. I'm sorry, but I forgot to tell you this. I went out on my CB walkie-talkie, and I did a survey. And actually, it's 100% of Americans want to fucking blow these motherfuckers out of our fucking country. 100% of American nationals want to fucking hang these motherfuckers. 100% of American nationals have already got their fucking ropes tied. They've got their fucking guns loaded. They're not that shiny, but the son of a bitches are clean. And they're going to fire every fucking shot. This is a actual fucking scientific poll. I did it myself, okay? So we're going by that poll. I mean, that's how stupid this shit is. Of Americans support red flag laws. No, they fucking don't, you liar. And on Wednesday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said he would bring a proposal to Representative Lucy McBeth, a Democrat of Georgia, to establish a national red flag law in violation of the first article of the fucking people's absolute unalienable, unalienable, unchangeable, we kill you if you try it, fucking law of the second article. And so go ahead and do it. And then go and enforce it. And eat fucking lead, motherfucker. We will kill you with the law behind us. In fucking goddamn compliance. And in fucking furtherance of the fucking meaning of the fucking law. That's what that law was put in place for. No matter what these lying son of a bitch tried to. Oh, the only reason we were supposed to. They didn't want nobody to have nothing more in the muscle. You fuck you. Fuck you right in the fucking face, you stupid prick. They had goddamn fucking 10-inch fucking mortars. They had goddamn fucking, you know. And then I liked the person that said you couldn't own a cannon. That really made me fucking laugh. No, you wasn't allowed to own a cannon. You didn't tell people what they're allowed. They'd shoot you with their fucking cannon. They didn't take the kind of crap that we're fucking taking. They get a group of them together and they fucking dust your fucking ass. You'd come up missing. According to Reuters, huh? Lucy Macbeth to establish a national red flag law to vote, to a vote in the beginning of the House June working session. Do it. Do it, you fucking cock sucking coward. Do it. I mean, you're going to vote it. You can even vote it and write it down on a piece of paper, but you have got to come out and you've got to fight that goddamn war, because we're not talking about fucking gun control. I love the way they try to make it. This is a debate about gun control. This is about gun control. No, this is about a fucking war. You come after our guns, we're supposed to kill you. And those of us who understand it are going to kill you. That's called fucking war. That's not called you, that ain't, I mean, when the king, he was going to go confiscate the guns at goddamn Lexington and Concord. No, he wasn't. He was going to fucking initiate a fucking war, and he fucking knew it. He knew that the fucking people were going to fight. And so he had to fucking make his move. So we're going to confiscate guns over at Lexington and Concord. So we're taking a regiment over there, and we'll be there. We're going to do it. And no, you're not. You got a few fucking guns. Did you get them back to Boston? Or did you get shot all to fucking pieces on your way back to fucking Boston? People coming out of their fucking houses. People had been putting up with less shit than we've been putting up with for the last fucking shit 50, 60 fucking years minimum. I mean, the tyranny's been here since 1870. Well, since Lincoln declared that goddamn fucking martial law. The tyranny has been here. That's how long this shit has been building up. That's how long the fucking anger in the jungle. That's how many people have been shoved into the jungle. Taken out of fucking the American dream. No American dream for you. You're in the jungle, motherfucker. You want something, you're going to fight for it. Well, that's all right. It's just like, you know, Conan the Barbarian. You put him in the pit enough fucking times and he turned animal enough to kill your fucking ass, huh? And now you got a whole goddamn fucking country full of them, 390 million square miles spread out. Wanting your fucking blood in your hair. Blooming thaw. A red flag law is shortened for a type of gun legislation that grants law enforcement. See, here they are, granting themselves. This is your federal, you know, just like we were talking about that United Nations bullshit. Well, under what authority do you grant yourself this fucking goddamn power? It isn't the consent. Oh, well, we did a survey with five of our friends, and 70% of five of our friends said it was okay. Well, we'll fucking, this kind of shit here is settled with fucking guns, people. When we give it to them, don't you let up. Don't you fucking let up until, I mean, once they fucking unleash the fucking beast, don't you let up until they are smeared, till they are ripped, till they're begging for their lives just before you fucking take their hair off, before you kill them. You don't slow down until you have the nuclear arsenal in your hand and you are in control of this fucking country and it is under the rule, the absolute unalienable fucking rule of the Bill of Fucking Rights. Ratified by We the People Law of December 15, 1791. Don't you fucking let up. Don't you let up. And don't you settle for nothing, not a tiny bit short. We want it. We want it absolute. We want everything you've stolen from us back. Or we're going to fucking kill every goddamn one of you. That's the fucking game. Enforcement, the authority to temporarily take... Look, there is no law enforcement authority. Even in their goddamn phony-ass goddamn constitution, it never was. Their Federalist fucking papers. They were never meant to have guns. Federal agents were never meant to have guns. It was the fucking FBI created unlawfully without the consent of the people. And then, we got gangsters out there that, you know, we've starved the country down. The bankers have made these fucking depressions down to the point where people are going in and they're actually fucking modern day fucking goddamn Robin Hoods, and they're robbing fucking banks and giving the money away, and people are getting killed. But, you know, then it keeps getting more radical and radical until people are getting shot down the fucking streets. You know why they wouldn't get the guns? Because the people whipped their fucking guns out and they were going to put a stop to it. And you should have, when they came out with their guns, you should have just shot everybody who had a fucking gun that wasn't you. Government, you ain't allowed to have guns either, sons of bitches. So you pick up a gun, you get shot. gangster, you're not going to come through my fucking town with a fucking Tommy gun and shoot kids down and fucking kill fucking people, you fucking mobster motherfucker. 50 of us to step out here with 30-06s and cut your fucking car in two. You won't fucking make it 10 fucking feet. It would end in one day. And they know it. But see, they created these fucking, just like they're creating these, the emergencies that they create anymore. I think this is a problem, reaction, solution. The problems that they create are so fucking pathetic that it makes you want to puke. Oh, we got this little problem. Some people in Tennessee got killed. I really don't give a fuck about the people in Tennessee getting killed unless they're getting killed by a fucking foreign force because they're trying to take their fucking rights away. Then I care. But as far as them people fighting amongst themselves, it ain't none of my goddamn business. It's the business of the people of Tennessee. It's their autonomy. They're supposed to, if they hadn't their common law courts, they probably wouldn't be shooting each other. You wouldn't have none of this shit. How come is it just all of a fucking sudden in my lifetime? I mean, I used to fucking carry a gun to school. In my fucking, my rig, I had a fucking rifle in the rack and I had a fucking 44 Magnum under the fucking seat. And everybody did. You could go into the fucking shop and redo your stock or fucking, you know, you check in at the desk at the school and say, you know, I'm bringing a gun in. Make sure your locker's locked, so your gun don't get stolen. But I mean, fuck, if you're going hunting or anything, fuck, it wouldn't know. How did we go from that in this short time to this totalitarianism? Because it's a fucking national push. It is $23 trillion war chest of the fucking Rothschilds. This was their intent. They announced their fucking intent and they fucking did it. They think they're going to pull it off. They think they're going to be king of the fucking world. Well, every once in a while, see, that's what the problem here is. Every fucking now and again, somebody wants to be king of the fucking world. They can't just be king of their own fucking world. They can't be king of their own fucking person. They can't just have their own fucking beliefs and just live their own fucking life and leave other people alone to do the fucking same. They want to rule you. They want to own you. They want to be able to take your children and fuck them. You see, because that's the only way they can get off, because they're sick in their goddamn heads. And we've always been too fucking slow to fucking shut them down. We had the Bill of Rights from the beginning, 30, 40 fucking years of bullshit. Some people making fucking billions of dollars off the goddamn, this phony ass goddamn militia shit across the country. Militia's incorporated, don't you know? It's on you. You want to know who's going to fucking win this fucking war? You go look in the goddamn mirror and you better see this mean son of a bitch looking back at you. And he better not be polishing a fucking gun. Enough of this. I made it through it. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, look in the fucking mirror. It's you. Fucking pump up your fucking nuts. It's you. You might get fucking killed, but by God, you gotta do it. It's your fucking you. It's on you. It's your responsibility. It was your goddamn fucking fathers and grandfathers that didn't look in that fucking mirror and didn't fucking stand their responsibility, who did not enforce our fucking law, that left it to you. But you're gonna show them, just like they showed them back in 1775, that there are goddamn men in this country who will not be fucking slaves, and we'll fight every fucking one of you cocksuckers, and that is The Word from the Trenches. Ah!